Welcome to Minor Sevens Podcast for the winter of 2025, where we'll be playing the best in current, non-mainstream acoustic guitar music. I am your host, Scott Millsop is my name. In this program, Eric Lugosch and Sue Foley. A national fingerpicking champion at Winfield in 1984, Eric Lugosch is a staple of the Chicago music scene. He has taught at the renowned Old Town School of Folk Music, passing the torch of fingerstyle guitar secrets from ragtime, swing, blues, folk, and jazz to pupils there for nearly 25 years. As a kid, Eric's oldest brother was influential and seeded his interest in music. Eric recalls sneaking into his brother's room not only to access his esoteric record collection with gems like Miles and Coltrane and Brubeck, but also later to steal some time with his brother's guitar to tweak out the tabs of Mississippi John Hurt, Reverend Gary Davis, and Doc Watson. Since those formative years, Lugosch has released four albums on the German label Acoustic Music Records, the most recent entitled Migration. He recalls the story behind one of the tracks of his newest album. He says, quote, "My wife Kathleen told me a story that when she was a kid, they would feed the end pieces of the loaf of bread to the ducks in the creek behind their house. She called it duck bread. I always loved that story, and I thought it would make a good title." That kind of segued seamlessly into the title for a piece I was writing as an homage to Duck Baker, who was really a big influence and inspiration to my playing. It also has a lick at the end of a section that reminds me of a duck quacking, unquote. Here's Eric Lugosch playing Duck Bread. Thank you. The next piece, Watch Pot, is a bit retro and reminiscent of a country fair or circus act. Think warming up for the audience with a little anticipation for the crowd about what might happen next. Tuned in open D, in other words, D-A-D-F F sharp G-D, it's a rag with three separate parts, but it doesn't flow like a typical Joplin type of rag. It's a little bit of a fusion tune where the rag form meets country picking. So you might say Scott Joplin meets Merle Travis. Enjoy Watch Pot, Eric Lugosch on guitar. Awards are usually a pretty good reflection of the excellence of the art, and Sue Foley seems to be racking up those left and right. Not only is she a quadruple consecutive winner of the Blues Foundation's Best Female Blues Artist and a 2024 Lifetime Achievement Award winner by the Maple Blues Awards, but she is a nominee for the 2025 Grammys this coming February for the Best Traditional Blues Album, entitled One Guitar Woman. The concept album is a tribute to the female pioneers of guitar back to the 1920s, including Memphis Minnie, Linda Mendoza, Maybelle Carter, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Though Foley is best known for electric blues, and specifically her trademark pink paisley Telecaster, this album instead showcases the dexterity of Foley's acoustic nylon string guitar skills as she expands her blues playing into other genres like Piedmont fingerpicking, traditional country, flamenco, and classical. Memphis Minnie was a contemporary of Blind Willie McTell, who recorded on the Bluebird and Vocalion labels in the 1930s. Sue Foley captures the haunting timbre of those original recordings on this one, My Girlish Days.
Late hours at night, I'm trying to play my hand. Through my window, I stepped a man. I didn't know no better. Oh boy, in my girlish days. it too. Oh, my daughter, look what a shame on you. I didn't know no better. Whoa, boy, in my girlish days. I caught a train. I didn't have a dime. I had to run away from the home of mine. I didn't know no better. Whoa, boy, in my girlish days.
Johnny Cash's mother-in-law, Mother Maybelle Carter, is cited as one of Johnny's greatest influences. Urban legend has it that she was among the first to use the Carter scratch, a finger-picking style that bears a similarity to the Frayling style of banjo playing. See if you can catch that scratch on Sue Foley's rendition of Lonesome Homesick Blues.
Springs. so? Or has your love for me growing cold? Oh, listen to that lonesome train. It's gonna carry me back again to the one that told me their love was true. I'll spend the rest of my days with you.
For listening, please stop by Minor Sevens website at www.minorsevens.com for reviews of other great acoustic guitar music, including Pure Prairie League, Steve Gibb, and many others.